busy as hell. The podcast is freaking taking off.
Right.
It's doing really well. And because of that, we've launched a content development company that we'll talk about on here.
You're outnumbered. You're outnumbered. They're threatened by what makes us unique.
I see it everywhere.
You're outnumbered. You're outnumbered. Now is the time for action.
I see it everywhere.
You're outnumbered. You're outnumbered. We're too busy fighting each other.
I see it everywhere.
You're outnumbered. You're outnumbered.
Welcome, 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 welcome to the greatest show on earth. I'm talking about the greatest show in the universe, which is not even a question, because today, I'm your host, Ashley Sanders, of course, as you know, but today I have Donnie. I want to say your last name's Boivin.
Oh, you're close. It's Boivin. Don't worry about it. Nobody ever gets it right.
Yeah, man. Okay, so Boivin. Sorry, there's no E. Not to be.
Yeah, imagine going through Marine Corps boot camp with that last name.
No. No, I can't. Because I'm thinking of the insults I'm saying, and then I imagine just adding some very, very, very disgusting things after that. So, yeah, dude, that's awesome. It's good to have you. If you don't know Donnie, I'm just going to call him Donnie B.
That's fine.
He is. He owns Success Champion, and he's a podcast coach, speaker, and he's like a badass, man. He's like, fuck the system, you know, you just do what you want. He's like girl power, but for like humans. So I guess it's like people power. And
I like that.
Right, you can keep it.
It's mine now. No, I own it.
Yeah, just remember where it originated from. So, Donnie, tell us about yourself. Tell me how you got from, you know, shit your pants, little Donnie, to big Donnie B, who is now owning all this stuff.
Yeah, you know, so it's been a wild damn ride. First, thanks for really having me on here. I freaking love doing these. So, you know, I grew up in small town, lower income, middle America. I don't have the sad sob story of life sucked. I mean, yeah, we were broke. But, you know, we always figured shit out. So, you know, I just grew up on the lower end of the economic scale. You know, went to the Marine Corps right out of high school because I didn't know what the hell I wanted to be when I grew up. You know, so it was really one of those things that, you know, probably had I not gone, if you would have asked my parents, I probably would have ended up in prison or something. Because I was really doing some stupid shit and drugs and alcohols and, you know, and whatnot. And, you know, from there, I did 4 years, touched down in a couple of countries, came home and found myself in sales jobs. And then I spent the next 20 years as a straight commission sales guy, which just means that I didn't eat if I didn't sell something. So I learned, you know, the school of hard knocks by going through it and figuring out what the hell sales were. Well, literally in September of last year, I did a really dumb thing and I figured out how much money I'd sold over the years and how much money the companies made versus how much money I made, and realized there was a big gap in those freaking numbers.
Yeah, they don't want you to do that, for the record. Like, don't ever think, if you're a salesperson right now, while I encourage you to do this, I would say your boss would probably tell you to turn this podcast off and never listen to this.
Yeah, because for me, it was, I realized I was just flat out living somebody else's dream. You know, I was living somebody else's game plan, even to the point to where I was told, you know, Donnie, I'm so glad you're my retirement plan. And I thought, fuck, I'm not somebody's retirement plan.
No, you're not.
Right. I'm my own plan. So I jumped out of my own and I'm like, okay, the entrepreneur is like the new cool thing. It's what all the cool kids are doing. I'm going to start my own company. And what's funny is I keep telling everybody that entrepreneur is like the new MLM, right? You know, you can be a millionaire overnight.
it's like, you know, cancer, dude. It really is. It's terrible.
It's so funny is, you know, well, everybody's like, dude, if I become an entrepreneur, I can work my own hours. I can make a lot of money. I can, you know, go spend time with a kid and family. Yeah. Yeah. None of that's true. You're going to go work harder than you ever.
You're working 80 hour weeks.
Yeah. Like, 100%.
And that's in the beginning. That's and I don't care. I don't know anybody who didn't start out working that long. It's a hell of a ride though. But it doesn't, and especially if you work from home because you're home. You know what I mean? Like, so while you're saying, yeah, I've been home all day, you're like, oh, I've also been on my computer and I'm pretty sure I'm going blind. I'm not sure what the outside world is anymore. So I'm just going to stay in this little bubble.
Right, right. Yeah, I mean, and that was wild. I really thought since I was a badass sales guy that like being an entrepreneur was going to be easy. You know, I really thought that I was going to go out there and the world was just going to be like, holy shit, it's about time. And, you know, freaking, I got my teeth kicked in. You know, I thought I was going to be like the next Tony Robbins. I thought I was going to be, you know, sharing all these big ass stages. And I really thought that I was just going to kick so much ass out of the gate that I would be a year from that point, you know, living just a high life. Boy, was I a freaking idiot. You know, I had no idea how to run a business. I had no idea how to do operations. I knew how to be a sales guy and that's it. So it took me a good little while to get my feet under me. And truth be told, it wasn't until I found podcasting that I really figured out what the hell I'm doing with my business and how it's completely changed directions from what initially it started out to be and started finding some real badass success. But, you know, going through that journey, dude, I flat out got my teeth kicked in by life, trying to figure out how the hell do I go from 40 years of being an employee mindset to a business owner mindset and find success in this. And, you know, if you've worked for somebody your entire career and now are jumping on your own, if you don't quickly change, become a completely different mindset person, you're fucked.
Very much so. Very fucked. And it's difficult. I mean, you know, a lot of us are younger. We don't have like wives and kids, you know, and we don't, a lot of us I see going through this are at that pivotal moment where most people start their work careers.
Right.
You know, right. And we start, and it's definitely not at the top. I'm not going to say like starting as an entrepreneur is at the top because you're literally, when you start, you're working for credibility. And then you have to like transfer that credibility into money. And I think that's where a lot of people have the biggest issue. And you said it kicked your ass when you did it. You come off 20 years of sales. What do you think the biggest mindset shift was for you that you needed to like obtain?
Humility, 100% humility. Dude, when I was just a sales guy, and I don't say just in a derogatory manner, but that was my career, I was extremely cocky. I was over the top. If I walked in a room, you knew I was there. And I still have that vibe to me, right? When I go anywhere, I want the world to know that, hey, Donnie just walked through the room. You know, in my mind, it's like, you know, walking out on a WWE stage or something. I want the music playing, the fireworks going, you know, that's just my mentality. But when being that guy who was always on and going for it, I never really sought advice. I never sought counsel. I never really leaned on people who had carved the path before me to figure out, okay, what are they doing? How did they get through it? So when my business took a really hard south turn and wasn't going well, dude, I had to learn to start getting humble and realize that, you know, I can't do this on my own, and start reaching out to people who, you know, had done this and found success. And, you know, some of the most humbling conversations are guys that, you know, in theory, I, you know, competed against in sales and, you know, kicked their ass because that's this guy I was, to learn to turn off that ego and go, all right, I need your help. Right? I need some guidance on this is what I'm doing with my business. How do I get it better? And that was really tough to do, you know, because when you go from feeling like you're on top of the world to have to ask for help, that's a bitch, man. But it was as soon as I started asking for help, man, shit started clicking. And I started figuring things out. It's wild. And, you know, I got some great advice. And, you know, the other thing is one of the guys said, dude, start outsourcing, right? You know, start finding people that have skill sets that you don't have. And that's been an ultimate game changer for my business as well. So, I mean, my humility by far is not something I had learned up until I launched this business.
Well, it's a good thing you launched your business then, or you'd be a cocky bastard walking around. So it's nice to see
I'm still there a little bit. I mean, I don't want to claim that I'm not. So
it's nice to see people getting knocked down a few pegs, I will just say. And I'm super glad that you got you built it back up to where now you have a reason to be cocky, because and it's not derogatory to say like you're just a salesman. I think that salesmen probably make the world go round. You know what I mean? And it's okay to work for someone else if that's what you want, because you want to go to work, come home, you know? As entrepreneurs, we don't have that ability. We are constantly, constantly working. Even when we're not working, we're thinking of ways to make more money. So the fact that you had to ask for help is amazing, and you began outsourcing. And I do want to talk about outsourcing for a minute, because it's the secret. It's the secret.
Definitely one of them for sure, right?
And it's and the thing is, every ounce of work from your boss, if you have a 9-to-5, is being outsourced to you. And that's why it's the secret.
Yeah. No, I like that. You're right. I'll go with that. You know, go ahead.
Oh, what I was going to say is, so when you started outsourcing, where did you find the people? Where did you find, you know, quality people to outsource your work to?
Well, that's easy. I started on Upwork. That's where I went first, because I tried Fiverr, and that just didn't work for me. And I just couldn't find the caliber of people I wanted there. So I went to Upwork, and that's work-ish. But surprisingly, guests on my podcast are now working with me. Yeah, 100%. So I've had some just awesome guests on the show, and, you know, during conversations of them being on the show, some light bulbs kind of just went off, and now, so like the gal who does all my copywriting,
mm-hmm.
Guest on the show. She was a physical therapist that became a natural healer type person, and now teaches people how to write and blog and everything. So she handles all my copywriting. The guy who does all my podcast editing and audio, guest on the show. You know, a couple of other guys I'm fixing to be in business partnership with, guest on the show. I've been guest on their shows. So it's been a really – podcasting has done so many cool things, but by far the best thing podcasting has done is networking.
I agree.
I've been able to meet so many badasses that are just phenomenal at what they do. And when you get in conversations like this, man, you just connect with them. And when you get that connection, you know, that turns into just some phenomenal shit that you can do some cool things with.
And it's almost as if you, in that moment that you're recording, it's obviously just you and the person. So there's no outside distractions. There's nothing, but it's in that moment, you guys have found a unique common ground to stand on. And so you just geek out for like 45 minutes, you know, geek the fuck out. And it's, and when you're done recording, you're like, oh, that was fucking awesome.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's cathartic. It's amazing. And podcasting really does. It really does help with networking. And I've never even thought of like having my guests, like outsourcing to my guests, because I have some amazing guests who I could totally use as people. And now that I think about it, I'm like, shit, let me hang in this up so I can go call them.
So in your words, just remember to credit the right person for that when you start
doing it. I will. Well, absolutely. Are you kidding? I might have to call you for more. So when we think about like your podcasting, which is obviously phenomenal, how did you begin the idea that podcasting is for you? Because I know a lot of people, they want to be artists. They like talk shows. Where's your genius zone when it comes to that?
Yeah, no, I love that question. And here's the funny thing. If you'd asked me 6 months ago or told me 6 months ago I was going to have a podcast, I'd have fucking laughed at you. I don't even listen to those damn things, you know. Give me my audiobook, you know. Give me, you know, I don't want to listen to some asshole yammer on for an hour about nothing, right? And I happen to be doing a speaking engagement in my hometown. And this guy walks up to me and he goes, "Hey, I'd really like to have you be a guest on my podcast." And what I said was, "Sure, I'd love to do that." In my mind, I'm like, "Fuck, do I really got to do this?" And because I hadn't been exposed really to podcasts. So I said, "Okay, I'll do it." And when I was on his show, it was awesome. I mean, I loved every minute of him asking me questions and the banter back and forth. It was just a flipping blast. So I'm like, "Oh," and then after that show, somebody from his audience sent me an email saying how much that episode had inspired him. I'm like, okay, there's something to this. So, dude, I went on this rampage, and I got to where, I mean, 1 week I know I was on 20 different shows. And I just started becoming a podcast freak, dude. I mean, I heard
you are. You're a big name. I'm pretty honored to have you here. It's a big one.
Thank you, dear. You know, and well, here's how mine started. You know, the crazy thing was, is being on all those guests on all those shows, I went on this one guy's guest, and I'll never use his name, but his podcast was so bad. I mean, he literally had 20 questions written down. And you know how you have natural banter and conversations on a podcast?
Yeah.
This dude just read the questions. And I tried to, like, give him a question, respond back. Nope, he just went to the next question. I mean, and that's, and it's out there. It's out there in, you know, podcast land, that episode that I want to go rip out of the freaking cosmos here. And I'm like, all right, if this fucker can do podcasting,
I can do it.
Yeah. So I started my own show, Donnie Success Champions. And, you know, it's all about journeying, just, you know, hearing people's story, what's the shit they've been through, what have they overcome, and how they find success in what they're doing. And holy shit, it took off. And I've just been floored the number of people that have come and flocked to the show. And, you know, so I do a daily podcast. So a new episode goes out every Monday through Friday.
I know, I'm on your email list.
and you know, I really think that my destiny is held in the stars, that I'm going to be one of the top podcasts in the world. Just give me, you know, a year or two to completely pull it off. But
believe in you.
It's completely transformed my business, dude. It's been badass. And I tell you, I don't care what business you're in. I don't care what industry you're in. I don't care if you work for somebody. Start a fucking podcast. Because, and the reason I tell you is it's networking for one. Two, you get to talk about whatever you want to talk about, you know, which is a fun platform. And three, you'll discover so much about yourself.
Mm-hmm.
By talking.
Phone call?
Bye bye. Yeah, yeah.
I'm not saying everybody needs to know that even the best podcast in the world sometimes gets phone calls.
Yeah, so if you're ever doing a podcast interview on your phone, yeah, make sure it's on Do Not Disturb.
Come on.
But
I'm kidding.
Yeah, it was mom. No.
Was it?
But no. You know, but by starting a podcast, dude, you get an opportunity to get free coaching. And this is what's crazy, because if you're talking to people all over the damn world that have done shit and have been through things and figured things out, dude, you're getting one-on-one advice because you get to ask them whatever the hell you want to ask them.
And it's because, you know, they're vain. That's all it is.
People 100%. 100%. You're absolutely right.
I love it. Part of the reason I started the real reason I started my podcast was there was someone I had a crush on who was like, "You should have a podcast." And I was like, "Well, I already do." And I totally didn't. I did not. But I was like, I went and I got a website and I was not playing the fuck around. So that happened. And then as I got into the online world, I was like, dude, people love to be interviewed. Like, people are so vain. And everybody who says I'm humble, if you see someone put like humility over something on a hashtag, ask them to interview you, and I can guarantee you they'll respond within 10 minutes. Because it's a vanity thing, and people love to show off what they know, and I love to learn what people know, because we're going to jump into podcast marketing with you and just kind of like get a little bit of touch points on that, because I do believe, and I'm on your email list, and I'm like, I need to set my fucking email. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I have to. I know that. But when it comes specifically to podcasting, did you make sure you were on all the major outlets? What was your number one thought?
Marketing. I freaking love this. So I mean, here's the kind of the journey I went through when I launched my podcast. So I hired a podcast coach right out the gate, and I thought, okay, I need somebody that knows what the hell they're doing to walk me through it. Yeah, that sucked. I fired them, you know, like within a week. And I'm like, okay, I'll just figure this shit out on my own. And it's not that they were a bad person. It's just schedules, timing. It just wasn't. When I get into to do something, I'm balls to the wall. I'm just in.
Right, and that's how I am. I'm
keep up with me. Right. Yeah. and just keep up. So, YouTube is an amazing thing, right? Because you can literally, if you want to figure out anything in freaking life, go to YouTube, type it in. You'll listen to 20 assholes that don't know what the hell they're talking about, right? And you're going to find one dude that's like, hey, just do this, right? Look for that guy. But I did, and, you know, I went on a couple of Facebook groups and said, you know, what do you guys do? And, you know, a lot of people recommended Libsyn, so I jumped in. I got Libsyn as my back. If you're going to start a podcast, trust me, go with Libsyn. I tried a couple of others, and it's so freaking easy for your back end, for your host. And what Libsyn's really badass about is they will push you out to every other podcast. So they'll put you on iTunes, they'll put you on Stitcher, SoundCloud, iHeartRadio. I mean, every big platform, every directory, they'll automatically push a feed out to all those. So it's just awesome. They will also do another cool thing where they have a little micro site, a little 3-page website they give you. So you can go on there and now you have every episode already put in a little micro site for you. And it's pre-populated with your show notes and everything else. So that's, you know, kind of Big Bird style phase one is get on Libsyn, get all your destinations set up. And I mean, you can even set it up if you so choose that it'll auto-populate the Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, you know, all the social outlets as well. Every time you publish a show. So, I mean, you can completely, fully automate the back end. And I don't get, like, any, you know, affiliate fees or anything from Libsyn by saying this. I just fucking love
this.
They do
not do affiliate fees. You would think as much as we push them out that they, you know, like.
Yeah. But if they ever do, dude, I'm all in. Dude, I'm going to put that shit on my every one of my shows.
That is super.
But, you know, the crazy thing is, you know, you can absolutely by the end of the day today, sit down and have a podcast up and running.
Absolutely.
I mean, I literally went to Walmart, got a headset with a microphone, plugged it into my laptop with no other equipment. And as big as my show goes, that's still my entire podcasting setup. Libsyn, I use Zoom to record, a Walmart headset and my laptop. That's it.
It doesn't.
And it's funny.
And I stress this to people. They'll say, "I want to start a podcast. I want to do this." I say, "Dude, it doesn't have to be fancy. Okay, like you're doing too much. You know, I'm gonna go get out this $400 microphone. I'm like, is this podcast bringing you in $400? Because remember,
that is a great point. Yeah.
Like you're taking a loss. So what you do is you cut your, you know, you split the difference. You get a decent microphone. You can go to Walmart. You can go on Amazon. It'll be there the next day, either way. You know, if you want to do Zoom recording, get a decent, and you want to do video, get like a $20 webcam. You don't need, first of all, you don't need a high value studio production for something that is not bringing you in dollars. And it sounds like it's not me. I'm not wasting. That's a waste.
It's so funny. I've got some buddies, and I bust their chops all the time because we'll do, like, phone calls. And dude, they have these huge ass studios. I mean, there's lighting systems and 3 or 4 cameras. And, you know, I'm like, holy shit, guys. And I'm always like, you know, my headset cost me $50.
Okay, maybe me and Donnie are just cheap people. Maybe that's it. But also,
it's not even about being cheap. It's just like you don't need it. The quality is strong enough. You know, it's all about the vibe of the show and the content you put out.
I agree.
Right? And I love talking to other podcasters because people are like, aren't there too many podcasters in the scene? I'm like, fuck no. Because you're going to hear me and maybe like my vibe and the things I'm telling and the things I'm saying. And you may hear my show and go, God, that guy's a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
Right? And you're going to find Ashley So and go, fuck, I love her stuff. Okay. I love what she's doing. Right? And you also may look at Ashley like she's got 2 effing heads, right? You know, but either way, there's so much out there that, dude, everybody should jump in this game. And here's what I didn't take into context. So I'll even go back to when I was just a sales guy. You know, when I was selling, I wish I would have started a podcast. Because here's an interesting thing, is I went into this. So one of the things that I used to do to get guests, and borrow this, Ashley, is I will go look on the big convention centers and see what big trade shows and things are coming through, and I'll look for the keynote speaker, right? And then what I'll do is I want that keynote speaker on my show. I will walk up to the reception desk, and I start, you know, putting on this persona of almost like I'm a newspaper person. And I'm like, hey, I'm Donnie. I run a very large podcast. I'm just here to meet the so-and-so keynote speaker. 9 times out of 10, the person running to the desk goes, oh, just 1 second. Some PR person will come out, take me back to meet the speaker. Now I didn't pay any fees to get through the door or anything. I'm just back there talking to the speaker. I get them signed up to be a guest on the freaking show. He's like, you know what? Why don't you go hang out on the trade show and go meet some people? So now I'm in the trade show networking and picking up more guests.
Yes.
Right? And, you know, back in the day when I was a salesperson, sales trainer, I'd walk up to somebody and be like, they're like, what do you do? I'm like, I'm a sales trainer. And you could see their eyes rolls and they're like, oh, shit, what's this fucker going to try and sell me? And now when I walk up, I'm like, I'm a podcaster. They're like, oh, my God, tell me about it. What's your podcast? What's your show?
Yeah. That's everyone's first question. What's it about? And then they try and figure out, like, they're calculating their creepy little brains how they can get on it. And how, like.
100%. Yeah.
Every time.
And it's like this total weird icebreaker thing that, you know, going back to your point that everybody's got that vainness to them, is they're in. And, you know, you could have no listeners whatsoever. I mean, not a single person listening to your show, and you walk up and say, I'm a podcaster, and people are instantly interested in your shit. Whether you're good or not, they're going to ask you, well, what's the name of your show? Where do I find it? You know, and it's a dialogue over. And so I tried this theory out. Is I'm like, okay, I've got a couple clients that are struggling with sales that I do some coaching with. I said, you know, give me your 2 biggest prospects. I want to see something. And they're like, okay. The one that gave me this CEO, this big manufacturing company. I said, I'm just going to try and see if I can get you an introduction. They laughed like, yeah, you'll never get to him. So I call this company up and we'll say the CEO's name is Bob. And the receptionist answers the phone and I said, yeah, this is Donnie Bovine. I run a large podcast, have a good size audience. I'd like to speak to Bob about being a guest on the show. And she's like, hold on 1 second. 2 seconds later, Bob's on the phone and he's got like this excited vibe to him, right? And he's like, how can I help you? And I said, well, I run, you know, Donnie's Success Champion, successful podcast, have podcasts all over the world. You know, I have thousands upon thousands of listeners. And I think your story would probably be pretty cool. Can we schedule a time? I bring some friends with me and we sit down and we talk about you being a guest on the show. And he's like, absolutely. Here's my receptionist. Well, let's set it up. So we do. And so I go back to my client. I said, we're going to meet this guy. He goes, how the hell did you get in the door? I said, just come with me. So I take my client with me, right, to this meeting. And I just said, hey, you know, these are some clients of mine. They really wanted to meet you. You know, I think you guys might be able to do some work together, but let's talk about the show. And then we spent the whole hour just having fun, doing banter back and forth, talking about what we could say on the show. And the guy's coming on. He's going to be a real guest on the show. So I wasn't playing with him. But that banter that opened that conversation my client and that guy, Bob, are now doing business together because I was able to do this. So if you have a podcast and you're a salesperson, now you get the ability to, instead of saying, you know, hey, I'm trying to sell you printing or I'm trying to sell you insurance. It's no, hey, I've got a podcast and I think you've got a cool story. Would you be interested in coming a guest on my show? And you just knock out 90% of your competition that are trying this old school tactics to get through the door. I'm like, shit, where the hell was this 10 years ago when I was in the, you know, some of these different sales things?
That's amazing. That is like genius. And also there's no better way to prospect than a podcast interview, I would say. When it comes to qualifying a lead, I would say if you put them on a podcast, you'll know exactly if you want to do business with them afterwards. Because I do this thing, and Donnie's not one of my never have I evers, but I have these people I call never have I evers, people I've never spoken to. They just fill out the Google form. I send them a Zoom link. I don't say anything to them before or usually after that, unless we're good friends. But the reason I do it is because I want to see who these people are. Right. I don't want any sort of jaded version of who they want to be. Obviously, sometimes I have my friends on, which is always, you know, a laugh. But when you're prospecting and you have those questions, you can really not only see it in their faces, but they're willing to put this information out in the public.
Right.
You know what I mean? So whatever they're willing to say or whatever you're willing to ask and how they're willing to answer, you know right away if you want to work with them. Versus if you're going back and forth in email, people bullshit all the time in email. People bullshit all, you know, and it's just it's such a good way to prospect, and it's such a good way to break the ice. And if you have like anxiety, it's such a good way to get away from your anxiety. It's podcasting really is just like a drug, I would say.
I'll go with that.
I don't know what the positive word for drug is. It's a high.
And I want to add one thing on to you. Not only do you get that vibe, do you want to work with them, but now you get ammunition on how to sell them. So let's say you have them on the podcast and you're asking, you know, well, how'd you get started in the business? You know, why you do this? Why do you do this? You get this whole platform to ask them everything you'd want to ask on a sales call, but it's an interview. And so you get this natural, cool collection, and then sometimes half the game is when you get that trust factor, you get that connection, they want to do business with people they actually trust. So it's just a cool way. In addition to finding, you know, clients and stuff, you know, or, you know, do some sales prospecting, the networking aspect of it is through the roof. I mean, I've had the pleasure of speaking to people in Moldova, Russia. I can't even say the country.
They record the weirdest hours, too, so it's always fun.
They do. And this guy I talked to, you know, his house cost him $700, and he has his own little podcast. And, you know, we talked for a couple freaking hours, and I was a guest on the show. It was so awesome, you know, hearing about this country that I'd never heard of before. You know, to people in South Africa and their stories, and, you know, it's wild. I mean, people that I've had as guests on the show, and it's like running into old family friends and shit, because, you know, you spend an hour really getting to know somebody. It's
right.
Like, holy shit, right? You know, good to see you. And it just opens so many damn doors from the conversations.
You know? It really does.
No good.
Oh no, I was gonna say it really does, and it's almost as if, and like you said, it's like friends and like catching up for an hour, and it's almost as if these people have now like become homies with you. You know what I mean? Like you really like, you can hit them up and be like, hey, dude. Especially,
I don't know if I've ever used the term homie ever, but I'm borrowing it right now. So they're all homies with me.
They are, and you build a special bond with them in that hour, because it's a long-ass hour. I mean, even if you're having the best conversation of your life, even if it doesn't feel like an hour, if you ever go back and listen to your own podcast, and that was a long time. And when I see people listening for the whole hour, I'm like, we must be making magic here, because I'm going to shut this off in 10 minutes. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's such a wild ride, and it's hard to explain to people who don't podcast. And even when you encourage them to podcast, it's even harder to explain to them that, yes, it's going to be a slow beginning. It's not easy. It's like anything in this world that you have to do yourself. It is not easy. But once you get in that rhythm, once you get going, it is just, it's fun. It's fun.
Yeah, and here's a couple of things. Is because of the podcast, we've found some cool things that we're doing now. So, one, we're fixing to launch a Facebook group that I think going to be up very soon. That is something along the lines of, so you want to be a podcaster. And all we're going to do is, it's not going to be a paid membership site. You're not going to go through a podcast university or any shit like that. We're just going to take you a handhold, just step by step of how to launch a podcast.
What if you already have a podcast?
Huh?
What if you already have a podcast? Like,
because one of the things we're going to do in there is talk about how do you market? How do you get it out there? How do you get more listeners? And then we're kicking it up one last notch. The one thing that we discovered, because of the podcast. So I have people captive for an hour when I'm interviewing, and I get to hear some really, really cool things about their journey, their life, their story. Well, I started, really talking with my guests after the show, and I said, what's your biggest struggle when it comes to content? And they're like, well, we know we need to put content out there on a regular basis. So we know we need to do videos. We know we need to do blogs. We know we need to do memes. And we know we need to get engagement out there, but we don't know how to do it. I said, what if I could put a team together that would take this video, this conversation, and we would turn it into an entire social content package for you based off of this interview? They're like, I'd buy that.
That's what I do for a living. Are you not? Are you just like totally put me out of business? Because I'm not going to be happy about that.
So literally I have a team of copywriters. I have a team of video guys. I have a team of audio guys. And we'll sit down with companies and we'll go through the interview process and do that hour long conversation. We'll pull out so much raw, and I hate the word authentic because it's overused nowadays. But we'll pull so much raw and authentic content out of you that will turn into just badass things for your company. So, usually what happens is a camera company rolls up and they're like, okay, we're going to interview you. Let's go. And now you're frozen, standing, staring at a camera, and they're trying to get this natural flow out of you. Well, we remove that element. You get to see me on a Zoom screen and we just carry on a conversation. And, an hour long conversation, and you're going to get a month's worth of content out of that. You're going to get video clips. You're going to get blogs. You're going to get memes. You're going to get articles. You're going to get content. And then we're going to sit with you as part of that package and give you the strategy on when you should put it out, how you should put it out, and how do you drive engagement for it.
I'm stealing, stealing that whole idea.
Well, I'll do you one better, because for all podcasters, as part of their package, I'm setting up an entire affiliate program. So you just do what you do. Get me the content. We'll take
shit.
Care of it.
That's even better. Fuck that, dude. I got you.
So we've gone through the process of figuring all this out. So let me just put my team to work. You continue doing what you love and do. Yeah. Take care. And I'll tell it to every podcaster out there that's interested in doing shit like this, because the number one struggle podcasters have, other than getting audience, is how to monetize their show, right? They don't know how to turn it into a revenue stream. This gives them that revenue stream where they can literally just do what they love, which is just continue to podcast. Most podcasters use Zoom to capture the information. So continue doing it, continue to capture video, send me the Zoom stuff. We'll handle everything else from there. Our guys are going to put music behind the videos. They're going to put logos in. We're going to write articles that sound like they come straight from that person, that individual. We'll handle it all, package it up, give it back to you, let you deliver it to your client.
That's my dream job. This is literally my dream job, is like just doing nothing. I'm really good at it. I'm extremely good at doing nothing and somehow making a sale. So I may or may not take you up on that. I don't know.
Yeah, but if come
you're
on.
Podcast land and you're listening, please make sure you contact him, especially if you're looking to monetize your podcast, because that is one of our biggest struggles aside from audience. And also, bearing your soul to people is not easy. From whether you're the host or, you're the guest. And there's nothing worse than bearing your soul for free. So make sure you contact Donnie. Of course, all of his links will be down there. So I really, dude, that's really good. I'm excited for you. I mean, that is brilliant.
Yeah, thank you.
A brilliant human. Damn.
You know, Thank you, dude. And, you know, what's been fun with it is, so, like, yesterday, we brought on a massage company, and they own a massage, you know, office in a small town, and they heard about what we were doing, and, you know, what they said, you know, is people keep coming in with, you know, their big cameras trying to charge them $5,000 to do all this content. We're like, we're a small company. We can't afford $5,000. So I told them about the package, and what we're doing is we're sitting down with the owners, and we're going to get the origin story. How'd they get started? You know, why are they doing this? What's the passion behind it? And then for every, so that'll be a month worth of content with just the owners. And then they have like 9 employees. So for the next 9 months after that, we're going to interview one employee at a time and get their origin story and why they're a part of that and turn that into content form. And, you know, we're going to keep churning this authentic storytelling style content for people. And in the last 2 months of the whole process, we're going to grab a couple of their clients and we're going to do the same thing is, you know, tell the story about, you know, what you saw when these guys opened up the shop and why you continue to come here. And we do this whole storytelling model for these small businesses in small towns, and we're getting ready to launch it. So if not you, I mean, you don't have to be a guest on a podcast to do this. You really just need an hour worth of time that we can record content.
Yeah, it's the easiest way.
Yeah, yeah. And you can be in your shop, you can be in other states, other countries, wherever. We're going to capture the same content and we're just going to package it all up and deliver it right back to you. So this has been a lot of fun. It's been a absolute game changer for my business. And the number of podcasters we have coming on right now that want to do this. And I've even had a couple of people who are trying to decide how to start a business that have reached out to me and said, I want to do this. I didn't think I want to do a podcast, but I love the idea of this content creation. I run a social media company and we're looking for ways to, we're really good at telling people how they should do it. We're not always good at the content creation. So now these companies are reaching out to us. Hey, can we use what you're doing, what you're already created to create content for our social media companies? Right. We'll send you our content.
And I'm just thinking, you know, as a content creator, this is the easiest way. Aside from the, you know, whole lazy ass Ashley thing, you know, as a content creator who solely creates content for businesses, it is an easy way. And I mean, even as just becoming an affiliate, and if you're a content creator, I need you to listen to me right now because I'm speaking to your soul. There is nothing more difficult than creating content for a business. There is, especially a business you don't know about. I have worked with morgues. I have worked with all kinds of different places. If you can capture what they need to in an hour and ship it off to somebody else and get a commission, are you out of your goddamn mind? Get the commission. And the reason I say that is because you're already taking an hour of your time. You can, you're already working 7-8 hours a day. Instead of creating 5 articles in 7 or 8 hours, interview 5 people in 7 or 8 hours. You can even get a break in there and then ship it all off. Yep. I mean, granted, you're still gonna have to keep a couple clients, you know, for money purposes. But in reality, this is an alternative to stressing yourself out. It yep. really is. It really is a simple way. And as we know with affiliate links, there is no sales cap. Nobody ever tells you stop doing it. And you just like I said, it's just a brilliant idea, dude. And if I will probably join your affiliate link, and I don't do affiliate marketing because I hate it. This one you might have Ashley sold on. So we will
see. All right. I'm
just amazed that you're here, first of all. So I have this part of my show where I say really great things about the guest, just to give you a little self-esteem boost, and also because I like to bare my soul to people. I'm amazed that you actually set up this, and I didn't think you would have time for it because I know how busy you are. So the fact that you've taken this time out of your day to speak with me and my audience is something I will be eternally grateful for forever. You are a fucking genius, okay? Like, a fucking genius who single-handedly just fucked up the content creation game. And I thank you for that because we're all sick of it. And I am so excited to see where you go, and I'm so excited to keep this interview for when you become the greatest podcaster in the world, because then I'm going to play it and I'm going to get thousands upon thousands of listeners. So thank you for allowing me to have the opportunity to mooch off all of your hard work.
You know, honestly, Ashley, it's my honor. You know, I saw you put the post out that you were doing this. I had such a fun time when you came on my show when it was really in its infancy. This is a completely, you know, you always pay it back. So thanks for bringing me on. I really, really was honored to have you on my show. I'm honored to be here. This is a lot of fun. And, you know, I really believe the phrase, we all rise up together. So that's all it's about. You know, if you're trying to start a podcast, man, this is a team sport. You know, you may be one person in a microphone, but we're all in this game to rise up together. So keep doing your thing, man. Keep telling people stories. Keep inspiring. You're always going to grab a different audience than I'm going to grab, hun. And there's people that are going to vibe with you more than they're going to vibe with me. So keep doing this and keep kicking ass. And you're going to inspire people to do just some phenomenal badass things. So keep going for it, bro. I'm proud of you.
Thank you. Look at that. All my daddy issues have just disappeared. No, but seriously, dude, this has been phenomenal, man. And of course, I will send you your episode probably within the week, and we'll get that shared out and everything, man. So, Donnie, let everybody know where they can find you and where you're hiding out these days.
Yeah, absolutely. So the podcast is called Donnie Success Champions. It's on every platform in the world. So iTunes, Spotify, CastBox, it's everywhere. The website for the podcast is thesuccesschamp.com, so you can go there. If you want to talk about, because the content company is still new, so the landing pages and all that are still getting, so if you want to get involved with that, send me an email at donnie@donniebovine.com. And say, hey, I'm just interested in, you know, talking about the content package, and we'll get you squared away from there. And then I'll get Ashley some links to put along with the show that you can put them down in the show notes. But please, if you got any questions, concerns, I mean, I'm here to talk about anything that can help you. Sales, marketing, content development, how to get out of your own way, how to go for it, how to scare the shit out of yourself, make something of your life, any of those type of things. Send me an email at donnie@donniebovine.com, and I will personally reply to each and every email that you send.
That's that humility. Donnie got his ass kicked, and now he's like,
what are you doing? I'm good.
That's not even paying it forward. That's paying it backwards. And I appreciate it, dude, because there's a lot of us. There's a lot of kids my age, man, and we need people like you. We need you guys because we're not going to college. Because we don't want to. And the only way is to get help, man. And the only way is to ask for it. So he's giving you his email. If you have a question, it's on you now. He's not going to personally reach out to every single little millennial who's an asshole. You have to send him an email and you have to ask him for help. And that is on you. And I will probably send him 7 emails saying, hey, man, I'm just going to give up on everything. What do I do next? And then he'll send me one back because that's what happens. When you're fucking human, and if you are nothing else, my friend, you are a goddamn human, and I thank you for being one.
Thank you, dear.
All right, everybody. As you know, I'm Ashley Sanders, and that was Donnie Bovine, and he is a phenomenal person. If you're looking for me, you can find me on Instagram, and that's Instagram at @who's_this_network, @who's_this_live, or you can find me on Facebook. Who's this ? Network. And you can probably find this podcast every place podcasts are available. If you live under a rock, just ask a friend. And always remember, guys, I am Ashley Sanders, and you can stay classy. I'll keep it a little bit trashy, and together we'll take over the world. Bye. Donnie, say bye to everybody.
Bye. You're outnumbered. You're outnumbered.